WDW Memories Podcast, Memory 272, Experiencing Grand Fiesta Tour starring the Three Caballeros. Put those headphones on and join me now for another of my Walt Disney World memories, brought to you in immersive binaural sound as we make our way inside for a short boat ride around Mexico, searching for a lost duck. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at wdw-memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to wdw-memories.net/support. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we relive that Walt Disney World magic. Well, hello and welcome to the WDW Memories Podcast, where together we relive that Walt Disney World magic. My name is Lou and I'll once again be your host on this magical adventure. So we're back from our spring break cruise down to Mexico and Belize, and boy, what an awesome time. The ship itself was older, and definitely not the level of Disney cruises. But we had a great time. Never did we feel that it was unsafe and that our health or our safety on the ship was ever at risk. I can say that I was very impressed, so much so that we're actually already talking about another cruise next year. It's so perfect, though. Today's memory is also from Mexico, the pavilion this time, though. And after having spent 2 days in the country this month, it's amazing the little touches in the pavilion that put you right back there. So let's go escape one more time. The Mexico Pavilion is one of my absolute favorites. It feels like a beautiful market inside with the vendors everywhere. However, none of them are as aggressive as they are like in the real Mexico shops, but they're everywhere down there. It's funny though. Since returning, I noticed the birds a lot more, which immediately took me back to being in Mexico a couple of weeks ago now. I will say, this original version of the attraction was far more representative of what the real Mexico felt like to me. But this version with Donald, Jose, and Panchito is very cute and entertaining, and probably better for the whole family. So we're continuing our adventures in Epcot on a beautiful Sunday in December of 2021. The sun is warm, the sky is mostly clear, and it's a perfect Florida winter day, even if it's starting to get a little bit too warm outside in the sun. If you remember from Memory 271, we stopped for a moment in the Italy Pavilion to hear La Befana share her story of her search for the Gesù Bambino before continuing on our way to the Mexico Pavilion. We'll rejoin this memory now as we're just walking into the building and enjoying that air conditioning and begin making our way around the sides towards the queue for the Grand Fiesta Tour. This is our first time encountering the plexiglass barriers installed during COVID in the queue areas. And while they may be clear, it does make it feel more cramped for sure. The queue moves quickly, and in no time we'll be climbing into the boat and underway into the jungles of Mexico. Finally, as we return to the docks, we'll just as quickly exit the pavilion as we came in, seeking out our next adventure. Today's memory is in binaural once again, so I'd suggest putting on those headphones to fully immerse yourself in the memory. And now that you have your headphones on, let's join my family for a return ride through the sights and sounds of Mexico as we try to help find a lost duck.
The Thank you. Y'all remember eating in here? Yeah, I know. Thank you. You want to sit on the outside? Let me sit by mommy. This is not going to splash.
Bienvenidos. For your safety, remain seated. Keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the body. And if you have children, please watch them.
Actually, it feels humid. Y'all remember eating in there?
Nope. I do remember that. Guys, you remember that?
Yeah. Eventually.
I don't know if we might like it. The concert is great.
Chewbacca. Thank you. La Princesa de Cristal. Keep going to the right and out. You're doing good, Seuss.
Thank you so much for joining me for another of my Walt Disney World memories. If this was your first time listening, I want to invite you to subscribe so that future episodes will automatically download as they're released every other week. Also, if you want to find out more information about the show and my other adventures, I encourage you to visit my www-memories.net website. There you'll find things like show notes with the pictures for this memory, or other memories as well. You'll also find links to watch on YouTube, view photos on Google, and connect with me through social media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. If you like what you heard and you want to say thank you, you can also find links on the website for ways to support the show. You can do things like buy me a coffee or support our binaural microphone replacement campaign or become a recurring patron supporter. Every donation gets dumped back into the podcast and will help reduce my cost for gathering, producing, and hosting this show for years to come. Finally, I need to ask a small favor of you. Can you help me spread the word about the show? A review on Apple Podcasts will help those who are looking for ways to relive that Disney magic at home to find us. Plus, they'll see what other fans like you love about this show. Maybe you can even tell a friend or share that you've been listening on social media. Maybe a virtual escape to Walt Disney World, like this one, is just what someone else like you needs. Help me spread some of that Disney magic. So thanks again for listening, and I hope to see you back here in a couple weeks for our next Walt Disney World memory. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our show. Pray tell, what did you think of it?
Great!
Let's have a hand for our show.
Bye.
You say bye right into that?
Bye.
Good job.